And right now what this says is that, well, that PCR has not yet been shown to be a surrogate for long-term outcome because of this apparent disconnect so far on B27. But I do think that patients who achieve PCR, since they do better as a group, and we again saw that in 27 just like we did 18, I think PCR remains a very valid investigational tool for trying to sort out improved therapies, but we're going to have to take them into the big adjuvant trials. We just won't be able to say, okay, we've shown PCR, we can add this to the menu. It's really, okay, we see PCR, this is now worthy of taking into a larger trial. And I think that's one of the bigger disappointments, that we thought we might be finding something that would let us be definitive much, much quicker.
And I guess even though the PCR rate was higher, sort of the absolute difference wasn't that great. It was like, what, 28% versus 13 or 15?
Yeah, it was effectively doubled, yeah, 13 to 26.
So, you know, just an excess of 13% in terms of the entire group.